The bike path is a dead giveaway that there was once a train that chugged its way from here at Grange Hall Road uphill to Dayton.
Now, the house itself is made out of redwood. It was built, like I said, in 1901. Mr. Johannes' grandfather backed a railroad car right off the railroad tracks that used to be along here and built the whole house out of redwood. It doesn't hold paint. I've had it painted 4 times and it's peeling all the way around.
Steve Pittman bought this house in 1979 when the trains were still rolling and his daughter was new to this world.
And they stopped many times, and many times I got to take my daughter. She got to go and visit the engineer on the trains and everything else and enjoyed that.
The house sits back from the noisy highway and presents its front sideways to the trees. Steve Pittman had a job and a mortgage and children and responsibilities, and the redwood house got painted every several years. But now, he's losing it.
Well, when I bought the house and first got it to mortgage company, no, I was only paying 6.5%. And I had paid it down to around $42,000.
So that's all you owe on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, not now.
Not now.
Not now. With all the property taxes and everything else, and 2 years worth of payments and accrual interest and everything else, plus attorney fees and everything else they charge, it's rough over doubled that.
Steve Pittman worked at Wright Pat, and after big layoffs in 1991, he held a series of jobs in HVAC and with DirecTV and Time Warner. When he lost his position as an inspector at Delphi a couple of years ago, things got really tough, and he fell behind in his payments to Wells Fargo.
Let them know that I was running a little bit behind, and we did a structuring of payments where I had to make 3 payments, and then at the end of those 3 payments, then everything would be taken care of, and they'd bring everything current. So I made those 3 payments in a timely manner, gave them a call, and told them that I was ready. I'd like to restructure. Go ahead and get this loan restructured. And they said, well, your anniversary date's up, too.
Pittman's loan structure was at a lower interest rate for the first few years and then adjusted up on his anniversary date, up from 6.75% to 9.7%. So on the phone, he was told to wait. And on the phone, Wells Fargo said that they were sending paperwork.
And that my first payments wouldn't be due until January. Well, October went through, November, and in December I called them, so I had not received any paperwork. The person who had originally was assigned to me, he disappeared, and another appeared. Again, another 3.5 months evolved, and I got on the phone and was talking to them. It couldn't have been more than the very next day when a sheriff pulls up into my driveway, knocks on the door, and delivers me foreclosure papers.
You can't get to the actual person. You can't call them. You don't have their phone number. When you call them, you get a call center, people looking at computer screens. You can't talk to anybody who knows anything.
Stan Hurdle is with Advocates for Basic Legal Equality in Dayton. He is handling Steve Pittman's case now. Pittman called Able Law just after the sheriff delivered the foreclosure notice on the house on Grange Hall Road. When Hurdle took the case, Pittman did not have a job, and Greene County Court Mediation would not consider unemployment as income. Now, with the new federal guidelines called HAMP and Mr. Pittman's new job, Hurdle is pushing the attorneys at Wells Fargo to modify the loan.
We submitted this to them on all the paperwork they sent us and have gotten back that they didn't even apply for him under this program, which they had promised the government they would do. Instead, they were still talking about the dispute from a year before and just denied him modification.
We appreciate that your time is valuable, and we're making every effort to ensure your wait is as brief as possible.
We've been in touch with the attorney. The attorneys have actually been sort of helpful, but they can't deal with it either. They can't reach anybody. So right now they're saying that he's not eligible for any program. But to me, it's pretty clear that with him back at work and having a salary,
we know your time is important and appreciate your patience while on hold,
that he can make the payments and fits within the HAMP guidelines.
Steve Pittman and the attorneys at Able Law were given a mediation date at the Court of Common Pleas in Xenia. And we decided to call Wells Fargo to ask about his case in particular and about their customer service policy in general. Pittman had given us his loan number, the last four digits of his Social Security number, and he'd given us written permission to inquire about all of this. After a bit of a wait, we were switched to a public relations guy at the home office in Des Moines.
We can work with him. I will have someone in our executive office reach out to him directly. Okay. I don't know when that appointment will occur in terms of timing, if it will be today or if it will be sometime next week. Uh-huh. But we will reach out to him directly and try to get a better understanding of the specific situation.
But this the second and larger question is what your policy is with these calls that are coming in and what people can expect when they call with questions and how you're able to handle these calls for one thing and whether or not they're shuffled off or they're not. I mean, that's a big issue. What is your policy? What are they getting when they make the phone call?
Sure. Okay. And that I think might be certainly something that we can assist with.
All right.
I don't know that we're necessarily going to be able to find to be able to set up some time today to have someone.
Could we do it Monday?
I don't know at this point.
That phone call took place on July the 3rd. Neither Steve Pittman nor I were called back. Steve Pittman's mediation hearing was held in Xenia, wherein the attorneys for Wells Fargo said that they didn't have the numbers regarding Pittman's ability to pay that they had used to deny his modification. The judge gave them 14 days to come up with the numbers. That 14th day is today. The lawyers did send documents, which include a cost to reinstate Pittman's loan, the cost $31,000, which includes $6,000 in foreclosure fees. In the meantime, many documented calls were made to Wells Fargo regarding their customer policies, both to national and regional offices. No answers. Finally, I wrote to them asking if they wanted me to go on the air, quote, saying that you have no response as to how you deal with customers who have trouble making their payments. Their reply, this statement on email, conveniently put into quotes. Wells Fargo noted that during a time of financial hardship, various workout options are explored and may be available to customers. These workout options are based on a homeowner's financial ability to repay their mortgage debt. Wells Fargo further added that, generally speaking, when a borrower is unable to demonstrate financial ability to meet their loan modification requirements under investor guidelines, it often cannot extend a loan modification. Steve Pittman says he's scared and doesn't know who to turn to, but he says he will not leave the Redwood House on Grange Hall Road. For WISO, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.